Flossing and the Fox. Flossie! The sound of Big Mama's voice floated past the cabins in Sophie's quarters, round the smokehouse, beyond the chicken coop, all the way down to Flossie Finley. Flossie tucked away her straw doll in a hollow log, then hurried to answer her grandmother's call. "Here I am, Big Mama," Flossie said after catching her breath. It was hot, hotter than a usual Tennessee August day. Big Mama stopped sorting peaches and wiped her hands and face with her apron. "Take these to Miss Viola's over at the McCutcheon place," she said, reaching behind her and handing Flossie a basket of fresh eggs. Seemed like they'd be in trouble by a fox. Miss Viola's chickens be so scared they can't even not lay a stone. Big Mama clicked her teeth and shook her head. "Why come Mr. J.W. can't catch the fox with his dogs?" Flossie asked, putting a peach in her apron pocket to eat later. "Every time they corner that old slickster, he gets away. I tell you, that fox is one sly critter." "How do a fox look?" Flossie asked. "I disremember ever seeing one." Big Mama had to think a bit. "Child, a fox be just a fox. But one thing for sure, that rascal loves eggs. He'll do most anything to get at some eggs." Flossie tucked the basket under.